sitting back watching the tide, gathering Sundays heavy inside. I've been staying up, locking the lights, turning the covers, faded to white, and I'd do anything to feel you. Running out of light, so I'll be sitting here watching the time, 'cause I got nothing but time. The California hillside lights are stealing all the darkness, and I can't see like when we felt our nothingness. I'm never going to the city again. I think I'm never gonna see you again. I don't know what I was expecting to find, counting the sunsets through the broken blinds. It's healing and it's kind. I don't know when I'm gonna hear you again. I put my future on the line. I'd cross the valleys and the rivers and skies, 'cause we got nothing but time. Like when we felt our nothingness. I'm never going to the city again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right. Coming to you live on a lovely late chilly summer evening from the fabulous Little Panda Theater in downtown Sandpoint, the entertainment capital of Bonner County and the world. It's another edition of the Little Live Radio Hour, an hour of live musical entertainment with our very special musical guests, Alexa Wildish and Lennon Vanderdoes.
Thank you.
Hey. I'm your host, Jack Peterson, the best dressed radio personality in North Idaho. It's August 27th, and at 8 o'clock p.m., the sun is down, and autumn is closing in, as the fellow says. But I think we're going to get one great warm Labor Day weekend, actually, coming up in a couple days. Looking forward to that. We're so pleased to be coming to you over the airwaves at 88.5 on the FM dial, but also through the miracle of technology, streaming live across the information superhighway on krfy.org or wherever you get your streaming radio. The emphasis tonight is on these two musicians, but first let me tell you a little bit about the program. This show is produced by Panhandle Community Radio and the Festival at Sandpoint, and our venue is furnished by the beautiful historic Panada Theater. Over at the Big Panada coming up on Friday, next Friday, September 6th, a movie called Jurassic Park. I don't want to spoil it. It's about paleontologists and a mathematician. It sounds boring at first, but just wait till they get to the park. You won't believe what they see. Okay. On September 12th, Thursday, Ty Herndon is going to be performing at the Big Panada Theater. Little country, you know him? Country musician from the 90s? Living in a Moment? What Mattered Most? It Must Be Love? I Want My Goodbye Back? Love Too Much? No? Okay, yeah. I think he was born in the probably the 70s or 60s, but whatever. These were hits from the 90s. Ty Herndon on September 12th. Big thanks to Hollywood superstar Viggo Mortensen for coming to the Panda on September 14th for a showing of his film, The Dead Don't Hurt, a benefit for this radio station and the Panda Theater, which is sold out, so no tickets available for that. Sorry. Yeah. Oh well. And then on September 26th, Across the River and Into the Trees, a drama set in Venice at the close of World War II, starring Liev Schreiber, just beginning its American theatrical run, September 26th. The festival at Sandpoint has concluded its 2024 concert series and wants to thank sponsors, supporters, concertgoers, and especially the approximately 350 volunteers who donated approximately 10,000 hours to make this year's festival such a success. Yay! Yes. Speaking of volunteers, over at KRFY, we're coming up on our semi-regular volunteer training 3 weeks from tomorrow on Wednesday evening, September 18th. If you like community radio and want to help out on the air or behind the scenes, send word over to krfyradio@gmail.com or give us a call for details. Okay, that important business now handled. Let's get to the big show. Tonight, you may know them both from their appearances on the NBC television network or from their recordings, which are very popular on the World Wide Web. Or faithful listeners to this program will recall that Alexa was here once before and is actually our first returning guest.
Aww.
From 2022. Yay. A lot has happened since then. Yes. Let's say hello now properly to Alexa Wildish and Lennon Vanderdoes. Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Okay. The song that you opened us up with was called Hillside Lights. Mm-hmm. Is that an original?
Yeah, that's a song we actually wrote together during our time at The Voice, during our blind audition period.
Yeah. Okay. one of the very first times we were even hanging out.
Yeah.
Something would happen where all the contestants would like get together, usually in the stairwells, because we kind of had to hide. We weren't supposed to be.
We weren't allowed to tell anybody we were on The Voice.
Singing in public or anything. So we'd find these little shady spots in the corner of the hotel where like not a lot of people would be, and usually there would be these big groups of like all these contestants and group singing, but every once in a while it was quieter. So in one of those quieter moments, we were just kind of jamming.
Yeah.
And this just came to us.
Yeah, and it was really, if you listen back to this at another point, you'll start to understand it's all about living in a hotel. So that was our one shared experience at that time, and we have had many more since then. So doing a little tour together now, and it just feels so great.
Okay, NBC's The Voice.
Yes.
I'm sure that most people who are familiar with you guys are very well aware of what The Voice is.
Totally.
Let's suppose that in our radio audience, there are people who like have no idea what that is. How do you describe The Voice?
Totally get that. Uh-huh. It's a coaching show, basically, but it's also a competition.
Yes.
So there are four coaches that are extremely famous, mm-hmm. and the blind auditions are basically what it says, which is it's a blind audition, as in they don't see us. They're facing away from us, and if they turn their chair around because they want to work with you, then you get to either choose your coach from that point or your coach is chosen for you if you only get one chair, or you don't get any chairs. So it's an extremely nerve-wracking first moment.
Okay.
I still don't know how it works, I think, being on it. So that's probably the best answer.
Yeah, I guess we don't know.
That's a great description of like the rules, the premise, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you work with this coach.
You work with this coach until they eliminate you and crush your dreams.
Okay.
Yeah, there's moments of that.
Don't worry about it.
Sometimes
and
they bring you back.
Multiple times they bring you back. Thank you.
Alexa
Thank
did
you.
Make it very far.
But so did Lennon. We made it to the same round, because we'll tell you more about that, but they changed the rules, and
what?
He came back.
It's a wild story, Jack. Buckle
okay.
in, man.
Okay. So you guys met on The Voice.
Yeah.
That's you had no awareness of each other before then, before you started ran into
Not
each other in the hotel.
All. I did lie to Alexa one time that I had heard her music before. Which I do that sometimes. Like when I meet new people, I'll be like, I love your music.
Yeah.
And usually they're like, thank you. And Alexa was like, how did you hear who I am?
Oh, no.
How did you hear it?
I called him out, and he was like, actually, I had never heard it. Like,
you know, the radio, I think. But
it's like, really, the radio? Which radio station?
But no, we never met each other, but people kept telling us that we should sing together. The guy who won the whole show, our friend Huntley, kept saying, oh, there's this girl. I think you guys would just, like, your voices would match.
Because he had listened to us before getting there. He, like, looked up everybody. He was like, you and Lennon, you should sing. And then we were actual neighbors at the hotel. So we shared a wall, and I could hear him singing all the time.
Yeah, same. Yeah. So it was crazy when we realized, when we put that together, we were like, let's do it. And then from there, yeah, just like we wrote that song that you just heard, which it was a great way of helping us get through a situation and an environment that we weren't used to.
You guys are both songwriters as
yes.
well. Is everybody on The Voice also songwriter? No, people just go and sing sometimes.
Is that like 50%?
Yeah.
At the highest? Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of people are in different ages, different levels, different parts of their career. Some people sang their entire lives. Some people were newer singers. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a level playing field up front. I think how many people were at the blind auditions? Like over 100,
right? More
than
100, yeah. And then they narrow it down.
And it's like the blind audition process is long. Like it's a 5-week process that we're... And you don't know if you can get cut any time. Like, you don't necessarily get to make it to that stage. But both of us did. He got there at the last moment.
Yeah, that was wild. Yeah, it was a crazy experience. And, you know, what you do find is a lot of people, and I think both of us felt this, you hear people practicing and they're doing these crazy, like, runs and all, you know, the singer-type stuff.
Pop
and
stars.
As folk singers, Americana, country, you know, it's intimidating. And so there was a lot at first where we were like, what do we do? This is a mistake. We shouldn't be here.
Did they mean to put us on the show?
Yeah, so there's a lot of that for sure. We felt like we were out of the normal crowd there from the start. And then over time you get to know people and you really fit in and find your groups. But wild experience.
Show films in L.A.?
Yes. Burbank, right by Universal Studios.
Sure. And you guys are in is it like a camp? Are you guys like kind of out there for the whole run of the show? Or
it's kind of like a camp, from 13 to 50-year-olds.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty wild camp to be at. Like, we're...
But you're stuck you're...
In a hotel.
You're in
no
a hotel.
No cars. We had to take Ubers everywhere. It was like...
Yeah. Lots of Ubers.
Lots
that just
of Ubers.
Came that memory. I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of our drivers. Shout out if they're listening.
Thank you for everything.
And neither of you being from that area, well, we can get into your background, I guess, a little bit more. Do you want? Should we sing a song first?
Sure. That sounds great.
Right.
This was actually the very first song we ever sang together while trying to find common ground genre-wise.
Yeah.
We both really like this one. It's a tune by Old Sea Brigade.
Okay. Yeah.
Try to make a better mistake. figure it out. Call me when you can. Don't think about the future. Maybe land ahead. Cause failure is a feature. Oh, oh, we're gonna figure it out.
I love singing with Lennon. It's so good.
Thank you. That's Alexa Wildish and Lennon Vanderdoes. You're listening to the Little Live Radio Hour here on 88.5 KRFI. This is Panhandle Community Radio. Vanderdoes, right?
Vanderdoes, you got it.
All right, good. All right, thank goodness.
First try.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't. That would have been embarrassing to go through the whole show without being sure. Okay, a little history, local history. Alexa, you've got some roots here.
I do. I didn't grow up here. I actually grew up in California.
Okay.
But south of LA a little bit. Okay. But my folks got up here when I was around 17, so I've been here for a while, and I keep coming back every summer, every Christmas, all the holidays I can possibly make it for, and then this is one of the most beautiful places on earth. Honestly, I love it so much. Yeah, so glad to be back.
Okay.
And I lived here for a while, too, so, yeah. Been around.
And Lennon, where'd you come from?
Well, I grew up in Delaware, so all the way across the world. Country, I guess.
Yeah.
Not the world. feels like it sometimes. And I grew up going to Seattle. My dad's family lives there, and so we'd always travel across the country, and I just fell in love with the mountains, and as soon as I turned 18, I was like, I want to live where the mountains are. So since then, I've lived in Idaho, near Idaho Falls, actually, and then Washington, Utah, and then Arizona. I live in Phoenix now, so desert.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Delaware to the desert. That's me.
All right. Keeping cool in Phoenix?
Well, that's why I'm up here.
Yeah, okay.
All of you. This was an intentionally planned tour to get out of Phoenix.
And to beautiful places.
Yeah. And you guys are on kind of the tail end of a summer tour together.
Yep. Okay. Our last show is this Friday in Sandpoint.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. Details, please.
Yeah, so it's at the Heartwood Center at 5:30 p.m. and doors/... It's an outside show, so basically bring chairs, bring whatever you like,
really?
Bring blankets. It's going to be really sweet, and our friend Maya Goldblum, Queen Bonobo, is opening for us.
All right.
It should be a really sweet night, but it's this doubled.
Yeah. Weather's going to be perfect.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
And then anyone can get tickets at bandsintown.com/AlexaWildish.
Okay.
You can find that there.
All right.
Or at the door.
Well, awesome.
Cool.
Okay. What's coming up next? Or what, musically wise? what do you want to sing next?
What do I want to sing next?
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Okay, sorry.
No, that's okay. So we thought we would sing our blind audition songs for all of you.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what got you on
this is what got me on the show.
All
right. And I'll just tell a little background story of it. So I didn't watch The Voice. I don't think Lennon did either.
I watched the little clips where
little
they turned
clips.
Around.
We knew what it was. We knew the premise of the show, but I wasn't an avid watcher before doing the show, so I didn't really know what I was getting into. And when they were like, there's battle rounds and knockouts and playoffs, and I'm like, what is this world that I'm walking into? And coming from a folk music background and Americana, it's not a competitive world in the same way, so it felt really strange. But I remember when they told me that I had made it and that I was going to get to sing Songbird by Fleetwood Mac as my blind audition song. I felt that way, exactly. I felt so many feelings because as a songwriter, I felt like this represented me in the deepest way, but it also helped to, it's one of those songs that makes me feel something every time I sing it, and I'm not tired of it yet, and I don't think I'll ever tire of the song. It's a song by Christine McVie, who is in Fleetwood Mac, and apparently she dreamed the song during the making of Rumors. And so this song is very much about unconditional love to me and about my love of life. And I didn't care if I would have gotten a chair turn, but then I got four, and that was really cool. So, what a wild time. All right, this is Songbird.
For you, there'll be no crying. For you, the sun will be shining. It's all right. I know it's right. And the songbirds keep singing like they know the sky.
Alexa Wildish, yeah, lovely.
Thank you.
You have a relationship with that song. Do you get to pick? I mean, did you give them a list of?
Yeah, we had a list, but it came out of a list of 800 songs, yeah. But that one happened to be on the list.
Okay.
So yeah, and I actually, when we did our auditions, I recorded that song to audition with it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been with me for a long time. I also did record it, so it's coming out September 27th.
In what context?
It's coming out in a new EP that I'm releasing. I have a couple songs that I've already released, Everything I Wanted, and a Tom Petty song called You Don't Know How It Feels. So those are out all over the interwebs for everyone to listen to, wherever you stream your music. And then my full record is coming out September 27th, and it's called After Love. And it's a cover record, so it's all the songs that... some of the songs I sang on The Voice and a couple extra that are just sweet and fun. And one with Lennon Vanderdoes on it.
Okay.
So it's got a great record.
Let's see. Looks like, and is it Lennon's turn? You want to play?
It is Lennon's turn.
It's me now, yeah. Well, yeah, this was the song that I did for my blind audition. I was really glad that they picked it for me. I always liked this song. It's called The Night We Met by Lord Huron. And it was one of the songs that sent me, like, into the path of the kind of music that I enjoy and make now. So the song was always important to me from that perspective. And it's always changed, like, the meaning of it. I think it's cryptic enough that whatever you're going through, you can relate to it in different ways. For a while, it was just to perfect it in front of these mega celebrities. But I don't know if that's what Lord Huron intended. But it always changes. I sing it a lot now. And I think tonight, where I'm so far away from my wife, I want to dedicate it to her.
Vanderdoes on
his voice is so good.
It's true.
He did make it on the
his
voice.
His voice is great. That was Lennon Vanderdoes. Yeah, you should.
You should probably do it.
I didn't get to have Alexa sing with me during the blind audition. Aww, that would have been cool.
Would have been cool. I didn't get to have you play with me either. That's so true. This is fun for us. Reliving.
Did you guys do any? Do they do duets? Did you do any
they
duets?
They do. We didn't. There's a round called the Battle Rounds. Oh, and boy. We thought for sure, because we were on the same team, that we were going to pair it up together. And I'm so glad we didn't.
Yeah, because then you're against that person.
Yeah. And honestly, there was a round that we were against each other. And it was hard, but we even practiced together and we worked up the song together. And
yeah, it was wild because we really were like really good friends. And we knew that we'd be going against each other. And Alexa's record that's coming out, one of her songs is Believe by Cher, but it's in this reimagined, beautiful version, so you have to listen to that. And also, you know, if you're in the area, come to our show to hear her play it.
Yeah.
But I remember when she showed us, I was like, oh no, because I was going against her. It was really intimidating, and I showed my family, and they were like, oh no. So it was really good, and we faced off, and we did our best. Alexa did win, and I got sent packing, but then they...
He went home for like a week and had a vacation.
And then Gwen Stefani FaceTimed me, and she's like, come on back. We're changing the rules.
And then he came back, and then we both got cut.
And we both went home.
We had a great time together.
Show business.
Show biz, yeah. Okay.
Were there no hard feelings or some little bit of hard feelings when you were eliminated by the woman sitting on stage with you right now?
I had to...
Wow, Jack. Uh-huh. Bring it up, okay?
I had to learn the song No Hard Feelings by the Avett Brothers to help me get through it.
Yes. Okay. You're not performing Believe tonight. I will be doing that at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned. I'll sing that.
That's Jack. Yeah. He will be doing that. But do come to the show.
But Duke, that will be at the Heartwood Center on Friday, though. Okay. No auto... Do you auto-tune on that? Of course.
Yeah, I put a ton of auto-tune on it.
That's like the introduction of auto-tune in...
It was. She made it famous from the auto-tune. Yeah. It was amazing.
All right. We've gone off on a tangent. coming up next is another song, a duet or so?
No, it's a song by me.
Song by you. Excellent. Yeah, Alexa Wildish.
Thank you so much. I love this in-person audience. You all are so sweet. And if you're listening on the radio, thank you for listening. This is a song that I wrote, and it's recorded and it's online on my first self-titled EP. And it brings back a lot of good memories for me. I just kind of want to take that in right now. Thinking about what this song is about to me. There's a lot of time that I spent in my life where I loved singing, and I've always been singing. I've been doing it my entire life. But there's a challenge to it, and it's scary. It's extremely scary to be seen like this all the time. I remember having a really rough night, and the song came through, sort of like this little reminder that it's important to put yourself out there. And so I did, in big ways, and I'm still doing it. These magic hours held in your spell, you mapped my stars with colors surrounding us on a busy canvas. You painted over all the places I would not look and reveal.
For me too.
Thank you.
That's on your first EP.
Yes.
Alexa Wildish.
Yeah, my first self-titled EP. Yes.
Okay. And so that's an early example of your songwriting. How long had you been writing music by the time you came around?
I feel like honestly, part of the reason why I was inspired to write music was because of the festival. I saw the Waylon Jennies open up for Nickel Creek when I was 17 or 18 at the festival. And Chris Thiele was playing his mandolin. This is an octave mandolin that I have here. So I started to learn mandolin for when I was around 18-ish. Full circle, when I made this record, Ruth Moody of the Waylon Jennies sang backup harmonies for me on that record. So it was just like, pow, dreams come true. So yeah, she's singing all the backups on that. And it's because of the festival that I started to write my own music. So thank you.
The festival at Sandpoint.
Yes, exactly.
bringing world-class entertainment to North Idaho the end of July and the beginning of August every year. also a producer of this radio show. So thanks to them. That was Magic Hours. We mentioned you've got a new record coming out September 27th.
September 27th, yes.
I don't want to deprive Lennon of the chance to mention what he's working on. You got anything in the pipeline?
There's always, hundreds of songs that I need to finish, first of all. But yes, I just put out a 5-song record. So anyone that's new to me here or listening, you can check those out. Usually I have a full band behind me.
Ooh.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I usually start out just with an acoustic guitar. It's usually how it happens. And then I'll bring it to my producer or the band, and we'll figure out how to, where it should live. I have a 5-song record that just came out, and a lot of other songs that are out there, too. I think you were calling it the World Wide Web.
Yeah. I did, yes.
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah. And they're out there, so lots there. Uh-huh. Lots of songs in the works, lots of songs with other people. Like Alexa mentioned, I'm on her record that's coming up. So lots of places to hear me, for sure. Lots of my original music out there, yeah.
Okay. You're listening to the Little Live Radio Hour here on Panhandle Community Radio with Alexa Wildish and Lennon Vanderdoes. You guys can be found, I suppose, yes, on the World Wide Web, alexawildishmusic.com.
alexawildish.com, yeah.
Lennon, you are?
Lennon Vanderdoes. If you just type that in, that'll bring up all the...
You'll find him.
All whatever the things he's on, wherever you find him.
That's right.
After you get past all everywhere. The John Lennon stuff.
I was going to say, yeah, there's no other famous musicians named Lennon, so you're good. Oh, wait.
Okay.
all right. Well, what are we going to play next?
Well, I've got one for you now. This one is one of those that's out there, and I actually worked on this song with another friend of mine from the show, Reed Zingali. He was a person who I met pretty early on and was just really impressed by him and his voice. I really thought he was cool. I think I freaked him out at first because I was like always, every time I'd run into him in the elevator, I'd be like, I just love your tone, man. And he was like, okay, I got to eat breakfast or something. So, but later on, I was so happy when he reached out to me and asked me if I had anything that I, wanted to work on. And right around that time, it was right as the episodes were airing because, we filmed it back in July and they air in October. So I had all this time to process getting ready, and then it just happens, and then people know you for once. I have been making music for a long time, but relatively new that people are listening. And people were starting to listen, but then the show happened, and then it's overnight, like, all these people were resonating with what I was doing, and so that was, like, a beautiful feeling, and it was also kind of overwhelming, and I think just stressful in some ways, and there was just a lot going on. And so right around that time, like, I started kind of worrying about my health a little bit. I just was so stressed out, and I started getting these, like, weird headache things, ocular migraines for anyone that gets them. If that happens to you, you're okay. It's going to pass. But I didn't know that. And anyways, I was just in this space where I was really freaked out and, scared of the future. And so I was sitting on my porch, and I came up with this song. It's called This House. And I wrote it. When I wrote it, I was really feeling low. And that was surprising because now I had people listening to me for the first time, but it was just a low moment for me, and that's where it came from. So now I'm grateful I haven't been feeling like that, but I know there's always people who are. So whoever hears it and is feeling like that, this is directly to you.
You're both incredible songwriters, and I suppose in your own right, we would say.
Thank you.
Do you find yourself, I mean, there's an example, I guess, right there, in the aftermath of kind of this experience of being suddenly exposed to a much wider audience, is that kind of affecting your output as well, or are you guys just, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's changed my life in a lot of ways. I know it's also changed your life. The fact that we have really great fans now is such a gift, because that's hard to build that. So I'm feeling really grateful for that. I've been spending a lot of this year kind of processing the aftermath of it, and that's why I did this cover record, to sort of put it all into a record and like make a moment out of it that I could have forever. Because you can't really listen to the songs online. After 2 years, I think the videos even go off. So it's like, this is something I just wanted to make. But yeah, I feel like I still come back to songwriting consistently because, you know, even if I'm singing someone else's songs, I'm really taking in the words and the lyrics. And yeah, it's been really, really sweet.
I know you asked about how has it changed our output. I think I just really pay attention to what I'm saying now. I want to make sure that, above all, that I, like, believe it and have experience of it. That's why, you know, with that last one, I can remember exactly where I was when I wrote it. And even though I don't feel like that, I always, like, smile performing because I'm like, oh, yeah, this is real. Like, I've been there. And it's an example of, like, that's why I do this is, you know, the voice really showed me that there are people that are listening and that are in just so much pain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think about the problems that are in the world a lot, and there's not a lot that I can do. But to hear that, you know, people do use music to get through it, and that for some reason Alexa and I have helped them, that's why you do it. And so I think that's just what I think about when I put something out is you can't make things to, like, please people, but I just want to make sure that it's at least authentic of me and where I'm at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. You're coming to the end of kind of a Northwest tour, mostly.
Right.
Yeah, that's where you were this summer?
The Mountain West Tour.
The Mountain West Tour, okay.
Utah, Colorado, Idaho.
Nice.
Colorado.
Okay. And then what after this?
Back to the grind, honestly.
Yeah, back to the grind.
This has been so nice, but we planned this back in March. And yeah. So it takes a lot to get things rolling. I do have an East Coast run coming up. And I know Alexa's working on some California stuff.
Yeah, I'll be playing in California in October and some. And
I'll be up there.
Great. Yeah. And I have a full band. This is probably not going to help any of the thing, but I have a full band show, and Lennon's going to come out for that October 4th in Colorado, if anyone just happens to find themselves in Colorado.
I think we're all going. Are we going? Yeah. We're all going.
Yay,
we're coming.
We're all going.
Okay.
Can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
Okay. That's awesome. Okay.
Thank you.
So down to Colorado. But September, taking it easy. Kicking back.
September, taking it easy. Maybe. Writing songs, I feel like getting motivation and the grind.
I mean, it's such, like, I feel so blessed to do this, but it doesn't always look like this. I'm so thankful that all of you came out, and anyone who's listening, these moments happen, and I always just try to really take them in, and then there's other times where you get hired to play background music, and that's just what you gotta do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks a lot different for where we are right now. It can vary day to day, but.
Vary day to day, but these are the special moments, and we really appreciate you having us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sweet. We got two more songs.
Yeah, we got a few minutes left. Go ahead.
Should we play our two songs?
Might as well,
I guess. Cool.
Or play one, and then I'll, I guess, kind of say a couple closing remarks, then you can end the other
fantastic
one. Okay.
Well, this one
isn't our song.
It's not again. Yeah, that's kind of the thing. We're songwriters, but this project that we have, we focus a lot on taking other songs and kind of making them our own. But even though Alexa and I are different genres, you can't help but notice all the good pop songs.
So many good pop songs right now.
Yeah, the pop girlies are killing it.
It's a pop girl summer.
I never wanted to be a pop girl more.
Right now, honestly.
Yeah.
Pop girls.
So this is a note to them.
This is our Chapel Roan. She showed me things I didn't know. She put it right there out on the deck, put her canine teeth in the side of my neck.
In love with the thought.
Thank for Red Wine Supernova.
That's Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan.
Gotta check her out, Jack.
Okay, all right.
Well, check out Chapel Roan. She's like going to be the most famous person on the planet.
I think she
soon.
Is now. Officially
is,
today.
Yeah. Officially today, the most famous.
Okay. One more time, we should mention, okay, you got the show on Friday here in town.
Yep. That's at the Heartwood Center.
Okay. At the Heartwood Center at 5:30 with Queen Bonobo.
Queen Bonobo, yes.
Awesome. Okay. You've got a new record coming out in September.
September 27th, yes, okay. With Lennon on it.
And Lennon has one out right now, or five-song EP, I guess.
Yeah. Yes.
What do we call that an EP still?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Me too.
Yeah, EP, yeah.
Okay. And anything else important to say before we sign off and end the broadcast?
I just want to say that this has been a wonderful experience. Thank you for having
this
us,
is so
Jack.
Fun.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Caitlin. Thank you, everyone at the Little Panda. It's really, really sweet. It really helps us as independent artists, at least for myself, because you don't have a mailing list. But please sign up. Please sign up for my mailing list if you're here in this audience. There's a way to do that back there, a little QR code. And then it lets you know when my songs are coming out and certain things. And, yeah, I'll just meet you all back there when we're done.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So you're answering, like, the real questions about the voice. Like, who's the worst coach and stuff like that.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
This stuff you can't broadcast.
Yeah, all the stuff, we'll talk about it later.
I'm surprised they haven't taken us out now, because we already gave some behind-the-scenes stuff.
I know, yeah. I know, honestly. Now we're allowed to talk about it.
They can't get us. This has been the Little Live Radio Hour. We are here once a month at the Little Panda Theater. Join us on September 24th with Hannah Meehan. The show is a production of Panhandle Community Radio and the Festival at Sandpoint, with thanks to the Panada Theater for hosting us. Produced and engineered by gold medal winning javelin thrower.
Yeah.
Mr. Paul
Thank
Gunter.
Thank you, Paul.
2024's Paris finalist, yes. Stay tuned for Jazz Over Sandpoint after this here on Panhandle Community Radio. And with that, one more song from you guys.
Thank you all so much.
This is Alexa Wildish and Lennon Vanderdoes, if I didn't say that one more time.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a really, really sweet treat
Perfect
for us.
Perfect pronunciation.
Perfect.
Thanks, everyone, for coming and listening. Thank you.
Thank you for coming out. We appreciate you. This is a song that I wrote originally as a duet before I met Lennon Vanderdoes. And it's sort of a little reminder to all of you, a little lullaby, since it is a little bit past my bedtime, or getting close to it. This is called Falling Star.
Take all the time that you need. No need to go at full speed. Be free in the sky.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Well, it's 8:58. What do you guys want to do for 2 minutes? Anything?
Two minutes. We have
one minute.
We have 1 minute left.
Just thank you.
How about this? Tomorrow morning on the morning show, Mayor Jeremy Grimm's going to be in the studio. You guys want to tune in and learn what's going on in the city? That would be a great opportunity at 8 o'clock. I'm sure you guys will both tune in.
Of course.
Thursday, we got Andrea and Sam coming in from Sandpoint Pride. We got News of the Week on Friday. Velma, Queen of Fun, still in town on Wednesday nights. Paul, how are we doing on time? 27 seconds, okay. Did I mention the name of the musicians who performed here tonight? Let's hear it one more time for Alexa Wildish and Lennon Van Der Doe.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. We'll meet you guys out there. Thank you.
The little live radio hour here on Panhandle Community Radio. Standing ovation.